Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I need to watch this movie before this weekend.
You know why you don't? Because we are one win away.
One win.
From a trip to New Orleans. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Hugh, Eagles 28, Rams 22.
It took me
45 minutes to get my composure back after that one. Hugh, good morning. How we doing?
I'm good. How you doing, man? What? Hey, you know what? I forgot. Good morning. I forgot to do what I was doing.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, did y'all know in Russia, they put VR headsets on cows to help them produce milk more?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, you know, in the wintertime, cows tend not to graze as much. Mm. So in Russia, in order for the cows to produce more milk, they put VR headsets on them so that they could see, like so it could look like green grass or whatever to help them eat.
Maybe I could use that during an Eagles game in the fourth quarter. I could have used a VR headset to calm myself down yesterday. Oh, my goodness gracious. Eagles 28, said, Rams 22. Let's talk about it. 215-592-9494. The Philadelphia Eagles are a win away at home next week, by the way, of getting to the Super Bowl. Hugh, yesterday had everything. It was an incredible football game. You know, we did the pregame, and we felt it just being out there. It was cold. It was like ice rain. You knew it was going to be a bad weather game, but he was so interesting.
The fans were lathered up.
Woo! First half of the game, the weather was all right. It started around half, really second quarter halftime. Second half of the game, things changed. I mean, that game had everything from big plays on offense, big plays on defense, bad plays, a million sacks. Yeah. I mean, the game had everything to the point where there were three or four times I was like, they got this. Then three or four times I was like, oh, no, they're going to lose the game.
Yeah, it was a back-and-forth affair. But it feels like yesterday, for the most part, those divisional games were like that. It would just seem like it was a back-and-forth affair. And real quick, I just want to give a shout-out to the fans that came to the game, the loud and boisterous fans, and just say one thing. It's not like – it's hard. You ever been somewhere, Joe, where – say if you go to a party and everybody's drunk – and you're not, it's a different feel.
Sure.
So for all the people that were yelling and screaming at me yesterday, I was just as excited as you were, but I wasn't drunk, so I wasn't on the same level.
You were in game day mode.
I was in game day mode because it was one of those things where the fans were lathered up yesterday, man, and they were excited about the game, so I wanted to give them a shout-out real quick. But, yeah, as far as the game is concerned, there was moments where I was like, oh, we got this, but then I was like, oh. Because, you know, you start, like, you have stuff that you're trying to prepare for as we get ready for the week. So, you know, like, it was like a couple minutes left on the clock. I'm starting to send out tweets or text messages, if you will, to plan for next week's game.
Sure, of course.
But, boy.
Rams made it a little interesting there.
I had to unsend a whole lot of messages last night because I was like, hold up. I ain't want to be that person that, you know, prematurely sends a message. Yeah. And then something happens, and then you get that. Well, hold up, dog. What you mean by this?
Well, Hugh, I always think in the biggest games of the year, and a lot of times, and most of the times, I would say in the NFL, it's the quarterback. Yesterday, and we'll talk a lot about Jalen today, and he showed a lot of toughness to finish that football game and a big run to start it. But the best players on the field for the Eagles yesterday, one on the defensive side, one on the offensive side, Hugh, they won the football game yesterday. So that game, it's back and forth. It's dicey. I give the Rams credit for playing in the snow, and they play tough and well. But the Eagles made more big plays because
they played tougher than I thought they would.
They did. I thought the game would be like that. It was a little bit higher scoring than I thought. But boy, it was tight to the end. But Hugh, at the end of the day, the two best Eagles players, I would say, one on the offensive side and one on the defensive side, took the game over. As we look at the TV in front of us, 4:47 to go, 22-15. Rams punt the football back, and Saquon Barkley put the exclamation point on one of the greatest postseason games we've ever seen a running back have. You said it all week. Run the ball. Let's hear it. Eagles up a touchdown, 4:47 to go, 1st and 10 from the 22. Here's how it sounded as Saquon helped put the Rams away.
Hurts in the gun on 1st down. He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. That'll lock it up.
Boy, he is a special football player.
Boy, he is. The angle of the camera when he's running towards the end zone and he's slapping his helmet is one of the coolest runs I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, he's a beast, man. And it's funny because that play, it looked like it was meant to hit inside, a little bit more inside. But the natural flow of things, it took him to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went outside, man, and he had one defender that was out there who tried to arm tackle him. Good luck with that.
That's not happening.
That's not happening. He's too strong for that, man. And he was just off to the races. He was off to the races on that one. And that's what you – in situations like this, man, that's what you do. You give the ball to your playmakers and let them do their thing. It's a simple game in the playoffs. Whoever has the ability to run the ball probably has a better chance of winning a football game.
26 carries, 205 yards, 2 touchdowns. He broke 2 huge touchdown runs, 1 early, 1 late. Saquon, and at that point, Hugh, I think everyone thought, and you heard the call by Merrill, well, the game's over, right? They're about to go up 14, win the game. Well, it ended up 13 because Jake Elliott, who we'll talk about, missed another extra point. All right, they're up 13 with like 4:45 to go, 4:30, whatever it is by the time he finished, he got in the end zone. All right, they're probably all right, right? Well, the Rams go down and they score really quick. And then the Eagles get the football back. And I was losing, damn. I'm losing my mind when they threw the ball on 2nd down instead of just running it 3 times. But they give the ball to the Rams back and they've got time and they're going down the field. And when Nacua caught the deep pass up the sideline.
Yeah, that was a hell of a throw,
oh,
man.
Oh, man. And a heck of a catch as they inbounds.
That was a hell of a throw.
I looked around. My kids were looking at me because they're looking at me like, what am I thinking? Am I going to express, like, I'm scared? And
yeah.
I was like, they're all right. They're going to make a stop. But I'm saying, oh, bleep.
Joe, I start unsending texts because I'm talking trash. And I'm like, and luckily, there's a feature, right? If it's not red,
you can
unsend it. Boy, I started deleting them texts because I'm talking trash. And I'm like, hold up. Let me delete this.
Well, luckily, 2nd and 2, and the Rams have a chance to make a big play. And here we're going to play the call of it here. But there was a breakdown of this play, and Dan Orlovsky's show, Tyler Higbee is wide open over the middle. But thankfully, the Eagles have a defensive tackle named Jalen Carter, and he didn't let the Rams steal this game. Here it was, the biggest defensive play of the year for the Eagles as the Rams are trying to steal the game, 28-22, with about a minute and 11 to go.
3rd down. Back again. They got him. They sack him. It's Carter, Jalen Carter.
Can't block him.
Hugh, that play, and the more I watch the replay, Higbee is wide open. Now, I know it's snowing. He's got to catch it. But if Stafford's not hit there by Jalen Carter, Hugh, I think there is like a 75% chance that we are talking today about a collapse and a loss. Like, that's how close that was.
Yeah, man, and the fact that I would have to unsend those messages and have to deal with all the drama that came with that. That was a hell of a play, man. That defense played well all day yesterday,
well,
for the most part.
How about Jalen Carter? Hugh, this guy is amazing. He gets better and better. Yesterday, he had 2 sacks yesterday. One, he lifted up Matthew Stafford, just kind of held him up in the air.
He was smart not to dump him, though, because
I
would have probably dumped him
that one. That would have been
a penalty. And then it would have been a penalty.
Oh, my goodness. He played 68 of 70 defensive snaps. He was their best player on defense. What a day. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, who's getting your game ball? Saquon, Jalen Carter?
I would say in that situation, Jalen Carter. Because you knew if you played the game the way you were supposed to play, that Saquon was going to do his thing. That's a given. That is a given. Especially with, you know, some of the trepidation that we have for, you know, number one, a little trepidation. So you knew that was going to be the case. So I got to give it to Jalen Carter, man, because if that play is not made, Joe, yeah, the conversation might be a lot different today.
So I'm going to give – look, there's no wrong answer here. They won the game. The two of them won the game at the end. I'm giving the game ball to Saquon. I mean, he had over 200 yards rushing, 2 explosive touchdowns, and you mentioned it. We're going to talk a lot about it today and this week. It's unavoidable. They had 65 net passing yards, and they won a division round playoff
65
game.
65 of them
65.
Things.
65.
But
they won because their running back was their offense. And look, Jalen had a long run to start the game. He gets a lot of credit for that. It was a big, huge play. But the passing game yesterday was dead. I mean, they had seven sacks, a safety.
Yeah, they got after him. But he tried to, like, there was some drop balls. One to Schmitty, but Schmitty got crushed.
One to AJ. Yeah, they tried.
He tried to get the running game going, man. I mean, excuse me, the passing game going. He tried to get the passing game going. It just wasn't in the cards.
They were rescued by the running back. He was the best player on the field, along with Carter. Say 215-592-9494 for your reaction here as the Eagles win it 28-22, and it is on to a home NFC Championship game against the Commodores. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning? Who gets your game ball as the Eagles escape the Los Angeles Rams?
Since it's so hard to give it to either Saquon or Jalen Carter, I'm going to give it to my man who got them both here.
Oh.
Howie Roseman.
Future Hall of Famer Howie Roseman?
That's exactly right. That was a Howie Roseman game right there. Saquon is...
he celebrated, too.
Yeah.
I love Howie jumping up and down.
Amazing. Saquon doing nothing that we didn't expect him to do. And same with, really, Jalen Carter. The Jalen Carter end of the game reminded me of, and I said this to you after it happened, reminded me of Aaron Donald in the Super Bowl against the Bengals. The last two plays, when Donald broke through in the back and stopped Pirine and held him to no gain, and then on the very next play on fourth down, pressured Joe Burrow into throwing an incomplete pass. That's exactly what Jalen Carter did to Matt Stafford. And that's like, those are just two plays at the end of the game. Jalen Carter really wrecked that game. The Kyren Williams fumble, the sacks of Stafford. I mean, just an unbelievable performance. Like, I still feel like I'm recovering from that game, because that could have just, it was so close to being like one of the all-time bad losses at the Link in Eagles history. And it went to like one of the most iconic playoff games we'll ever have in this town.
It was awesome. It was amazing. Yeah, when Howie Roseman goes in the Hall of Fame one day, this game should be brought up. I mean, those two players are here because of him. The wherewithal was to have the cap room for Saquon, to recognize the game might go to a more run-based game, to have the draft pick for Jalen Carter. Incredible. 215-592-9494 as the Eagles escape. We'll learn more about the Jalen Hurts knee situation as the week goes on. He got through the game. He was definitely compromised the last quarter and a half, though. On that safety, he looked like a sitting duck back there.
Yeah, he couldn't do anything, man. I was as upset as I was. When you look at that play, you're like, number one, why would you call that? And the man was just banged up, and he couldn't move. And it was really nothing you could do about that. Really, really wasn't, because he couldn't move.
Well, he couldn't. He got them the touchdown earlier, but after that, it was really the run game and Jalen Carter. And the defense, they made a lot of plays on defense. I mean, Nolan Smith had a strip sack, recovery by Bond, recovery by Rodgers. They made enough plays, but boy, that was wild. I mean, they had, what, probably 10 points they either gave away or could have had. They took a safety. They missed two extra points. The Elliott thing is bananas. They had two sacks where they were in near field goal range. They took to go out of field goal range. So they let the Rams hang around, but they finished. Let's react to it. The Eagles are going to the NFC Championship game. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a victory Monday. Chris, good morning.
Happy Martin Luther King Day, man.
Well said, Martin Chris. Luther yes, King MLK Day. Day. Well, I got you. You got it, buddy. Well, we're all a little groggy, hungover, tongue-tied, heart still, you know, not beating the right way. We're all feeling it in some way, Chris.
Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh. Mr. Douglas, today I want you on that wall. I need you on that wall. Today is about celebrating, and please, you know these, you know, phonies are going to be calling in, and they're going to be throwing stones and doing all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's about to happen.
Talk them down, all right, kindly, in your way. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna try.
Guys, listen, again, today is about a celebration. Dude, we are advancing to the NFC Championship game at home. Let that set in. We are one of four, and we are playing at home. You know, there's going to be plenty of days of the week, our time during the days of the week, for us to, you know, call and overly criticize this and that. I don't want to hear that today. Personally,
it's going to happen today.
Yeah, it is all about being happy, being where we are, being the fact that we are successful and we continue to move closer and closer to New Orleans. And, you know, that bus trip is going to be off the chain. And, guys, you know, you have to take a moment and enjoy it. I mean, listen, you know, you could be just like John's boy, Jared Goff. Right, John? I mean, where's he at? He's at home today.
He was terrible on Saturday night. Yeah, he was home. He is home. And he and the Lions, Chris, they had it all in front of them, and they blew it. And it really sets the Eagles up. Not that the Commanders are going to be a walkover, but we get it at home. I mean, that you can't ask for anything more.
Yeah, and my game ball, guys, my game ball goes to right to the very top. The man who, since he has taken over this organization, has given us nothing but this and delivered a Super Bowl and continues to put the right pieces in place by keeping Howie around, even though we all called for him to be fired. And that's one Jeff Lurie. Thank you, Mr. Lurie.
Oh, he's a great owner. I mean, Chris, appreciate the phone call. The dogs are barking in the background with Chris there. Yeah, look, Lurie's amazing. The Eagles have now, I think this is going to be their sixth title game here in Philadelphia since 2002. No one in the NFC has that many. I mean, they're a great team. I mean, they're one of the standards of the league. And right now, and Chris said it, I mean, here you look up today at FanDuel, the Eagles are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. I mean, they're the favorite right now to win the Super Bowl.
That's great, man. And I tell you what, as much adversity as this team has had all year long, and the fact that, you know, the quarterback's probably going to be killed later on this week. I mean, that's pretty significant. It's pretty impressive to be in this position, you know, a couple years removed from being, you know, in the Super Bowl. So yeah, to be back here in this moment, that's phenomenal.
Well, I think the amazing part is that they've had a lot of success around here with different kinds of teams, right? 7 years ago, they win it with Nick Foles and a lot of almost kind of cast-off players and free agents, and then they do it 2 years ago with Jalen as their best player, and now they're doing it with Jalen as more of a supporting role, and Saquon and Jalen Carter and all these guys that Howie imported recently as the stars here, and a lot of young guys on defense. Anthony's in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, hey, who does this? For all them idiots that said turnovers don't matter.
Listen,
for all them idiots,
Anthony,
that, man,
Anthony. I was on one this weekend, and I was hoping one, but we didn't take calls. But I called for people to call.
Hugh was out there among the crowd searching for the person who said turnovers
like,
don't matter.
Somebody called and said, I'm like, dude, that was the – when you talk about all the games that were played this weekend, turnovers were the deciding factors in who won and lost.
I believe all four winning teams had zero turnovers.
That's what I'm saying. And you know what's even funny about that, Anthony? I'm going to let you cook. There was one play where Jalen was running. And he covered the ball up. He was getting like a pinball.
Yep.
And I remember him covering the ball up like it was a precious little baby, because he didn't want anything to happen to that football. That's the type of mentality that you have to have in the playoffs, man. Got to have that mentality.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Hugh. What's our offensive coordinator name?
Goober, Coach Goober. Kellen Moore.
Goober. He was more prepared for the three interviews he had. Than the Los Angeles Rams.
You know what's funny, man?
When we got the ball back, when they waste all their time out, when we got the ball back,
yep.
First play you run it, second play is a play. Like, come on, man. We should have iced the game
Anthony, some of his play call.
When they threw the ball, Anthony, I'm so glad you said it. When they threw the ball with on second down there, I was ready to fire everyone. Sirianni, Moore, I wanted them all out of here. I was like, what are you doing? Just give the ball to Saquon. Get out of the game. Why would you throw the ball?
Sometimes coaches, they overthink. Overthink themselves. They outmove them own selves. If that made sense, it didn't make sense.
I got it. I understand. Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Anthony, we appreciate the phone call. The bottom line is this. They found a way. I mean, that was not easy. I mean,
no,
the Rams brought it, and obviously the Eagles struggled to move the football. They had... So the Eagles scored 28 points yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
But three of those touchdowns were on, you know, like the three big touchdowns, they were on huge one big play, right? The Jalen run, the Saquon run. Moment to moment, they really struggled to move the ball. They just had three
methodical.
Huge plays.
Yeah, they weren't methodical.
The Rams are more methodical. They had drives.
I tell you what, man. The way that they moved the ball, their quarterback – Matt Stafford, he's a pretty damn good quarterback, man.
He's tough,
I mean,
too,
he's tough. Yep. And
so is Jalen. You know, they're both tough.
Not taking anything away from Jalen. Because yesterday, I will say, that Rams team played a lot tougher than I gave them credit for at the beginning of the game. I thought they were wilt like a flower in the second half. They didn't do that. Jared Verse came to play.
Whew.
He said what he had to say. He spoke his piece, and he stood on business yesterday. I was impressed with that. He was out there giving Jordan fits, but you kind of expect that from the second fight that they had, the second round, you know, because Jordan took the first fight. So Jared came ready for the second one. So, yeah, props to him for that, man. They played a lot tougher than I gave them credit for.
How about that? The first Saquon run where he looked back at Jared Verse as he was running to the end zone. That was pretty darn cool. Kind of taunting Verse there as he runs to the end zone. Chuck in Mount Airy's up as the Eagles are two games away from the Super Bowl. What's up, Chuck?
Joe Giglio, what's the dealio here?
What's up, man?
Chuck.
What a ball game. First of all, I want to give Nick his flowers, Nick Sirianni. You know, to have this team not turn the ball over and to have them not play sloppy football in those weather conditions, great job by Nick. I mean, some of the play calls was questionable, but I'm happy with the win. I just would like to see Saquon get the ball more in passing situations because he could just break it. You know what I mean? The screen plays, you know, in the flat, you know, I'd like to see him get the ball in the open field against a safety or a linebacker a lot more. I don't think we utilize him out the backfield, you know, passing the ball enough. But, you know, a couple weeks ago we were talking about the number one seed and you know, how it's so important and we got to go get it. And come to find out, it didn't really mean nothing. It didn't mean much because the team that had it was a fraud, just like I told you. Detroit, I told anybody, listen, Detroit with Detroit because they're a losing organization. They're not a win in the playoffs. And I told you about Jared Goff and Sam Darnold. Two frauds sitting home right now. And the winning teams are the teams that play football like the Fluffy Eagles. They don't get pretty, like the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, like Buffalo, they didn't get pretty. You know what I mean? But Detroit got too pretty, and they took a L, and they asked to sit home now. And now Washington is coming here, like I predicted that as well. I mean, two more.
No, you do. I mean,
wait a minute, Chuck. I know you sitting here, you cooking right now, but if I'm not mistaken, weren't you one of them cats that called in last week talking about you ain't care about no turnovers? Wasn't that you? I mean, I ain't trying to start no smoke. I'm just trying to remember. Sometimes I be misremembering stuff.
No, I said that I was concerned about Jalen's performance going into this game. I never said turnovers don't mean nothing. I was not one of those cats, man. I'd never say that.
My bad.
I know the game too much. You're on a witch hunt, aren't you? I'm on a witch hunt.
Chuck, I think we were all concerned about Jalen. And Chuck, good phone call. And I'm still concerned about Jalen. They took seven sacks yesterday. At 65 net yards passing.
Hey, man, they came to play. They had the momentum on their side. They did their thing. But, hey. And the playoffs is about the matchups, man.
So guess what? So we got a double-edged sword, and we'll talk a lot about it for the next 6 days. We get the title game at home.
Title game.
We get to have home field advantage.
Home field advantage.
We don't got to go to Detroit Stone.
We ain't got to go to Detroit.
But that quarterback in Washington is a whole problem.
Hey, listen. Listen, this is what I don't want y'all to do today. Well, we're not going to do it today because we're celebrating. But all that foolishness and nonsense and not giving – this Commodores team, the respect that they deserve, they're here for a reason.
We're going to have a fight on Sunday.
You best believe it. It ain't going to be easy.
And I can't wait for it.
And they're feeling themselves, too.
Of course they are. 215-592-9494. We'll talk about every aspect of that win with you on the phone lines today. Eagles are a win away from the Super Bowl. Hugh, we are like, what, 13 days away from
and we got, listen.
To New Orleans.
I ain't. You know, putting the cart in front of the horse, but man, we ain't did nothing as far as trying to find no bus.
Well, we have bus drivers.
And the buddy that came to me with the gummies and the bus driver thing, listen, dog.
What?
I wasn't trying to be mean yesterday.
What?
But I'm on a mission. When I'm done with the show, I'm trying to get into my seat and get ready for the game because he was trying to talk to me after the broadcast.
About gummies and a bus?
Well, he was telling me, and I was like, we'll get more into this.
All right, we'll let you hear the wind sounding on WIP coming up. A cool moment from before the game, as well what Jalen Carter had to say about it after the game. A little trash talk on the field. 215-592-9494. Let's react. Let's celebrate. Who gets your game ball? The Eagles are in the NFC Championship game. We'll discuss it on Sports Radio 94 WIP.